Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourselves money bags which do not grow old, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches nor moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Let your waist be girded and your lamps burning, and you yourselves be like men who wait for their master when he will return from the wedding, that when he comes and knocks, they may open to him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching. Assuredly, I say to you that he will gird himself and have them sit down to eat, and will come and serve them. And if he should come in the second watch or come in a third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Then Peter said to him, Lord, do you speak this parable only to us or to all people? And the Lord said, Who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his master will make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will make him ruler over all that he has. But if that servant says in his heart, My master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat the manservant and the maidservant, and to eat and drink and be drunk, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Before I beseech you, O Lord, looking my weakness, my affliction, my poverty, and my sojourning, and deliver me.
Since the judge is surely present before me, therefore take heed, O my soul, be watchful and sober, and consider the awesome hour of judgment, for there shall be no mercy in the judgment. For those who have shown no mercy, therefore have compassion on me, O Savior, for you are indeed the lover of mankind.
You are the gate of life, O Theotokos, the honored Mother of God. Rescue those who faithfully took refuge in you from hardships and afflictions. We glorify the Immaculate Nativity that you gave to our Lord Jesus Christ, who was incarnate for the salvation of our souls.
O Heavenly King, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, who is present and repels all, you are the treasure of goodness and life giver, graciously come and abide in us. O Good One, purify us of all ingratitude, save our souls.
Just as you did abide with your disciples, O Savior, and gave them peace, come also now, abide with us, and give us your peace. Save us and deliver our souls.
Whenever we stand in your holy sanctuary, we are indeed considered as those who abide in heaven, O Mother of God. You are the gate of heaven, open for us the door of mercy.
Lord, hear our prayer.